My first tattoo was on my upper left arm. It's a number 7, which is my squad number from my rugby team. I play rugby league, or used to, and that was on my upper left arm. That's a number 7, and that's a scrum half. My right arm has a bear carrying a rugby ball on the top of my right arm. Now, which might sound strange, however, when I was 14, I went to Moscow playing rugby for my team, or for the Northwest Counties in the second division. And we got given a medal by the mayor of Moscow after we played 3 games. Big, heavy silver thing it is. So I got that on my upper right arm. My next tattoo was directly below that, but it was a couple of years after that. And that said Lucky 7. As 7 had become quite my lucky number through playing that number during the rugby years. I think the ones I got next were on my forearms when I was about 23. I had a brain injury called a subdural hematoma on the left-hand side. So while I was playing rugby, I took a bang to the head, stopped being able to walk for about an hour, threw up quite a bit, went to the hospital, spent 3 days there, and it just kind of gave you a bit of clarity about what's important with your life and what you could do, what you couldn't do, what you should do, what you shouldn't do, maybe the direction I wanted to go in. So on my right forearm, I have a little saying that I saw out of a film, which was Vanilla Sky at the time, and it says, "Every waking moment is another chance to turn this all around." And back in 2010 was the last time I had a tattoo, and that was the rest of my sleeve on my right-hand side. And that has, again, a little bit of a design that I took off a video game that I liked at the time. And that's a lady looking behind her through a keyhole. And on top of the keyhole and along the bottom, it says, "What is past is prologue." And that, again, came from a film, JFK, and it's a topic that really interested me as well. I still kind of like all my tattoos. I don't think there's any that I regret. My name's John Carew, and I'm a local PCSO, which is a police community support officer in the Northmoor area. My job is high visibility patrolling in this area to give community reassurance from the police side to the local residents, children, and anybody else who might visit the area as well. I normally wear a blue shirt, black body armour, sometimes high visibility coats, but I always have my black hat with the blue trim on it, a bit like a bus conductor from years gone. I've been a PCSO since November 2006, so I'm coming up to like 15 years now. The way that I've got to know a place is effectively walking it, being there different times, seeing what activities are going on in different times. My shoe consumption can be quite a lot. The most I've ever been for in a year is 3, and that was a very good pair. To a very cheap pair, to a very mediocre pair, but it's something that we it's a bugbear of ours, because sometimes you'll get a really cheap pair of boots and they'll last you ages, but then you can't get that cheap pair of boots again, and sometimes you'll buy a, you know, £70-80 pair of boots and they'll only last you 3 months. The enforcement of say the studs on Northmoor Road are that you're not supposed to have your wears over those studs, but the problem that we have is it's only enforceable on a 24-hour period. So if I was to ask somebody to enforce it, it would only last for 24 hours and then it would be back to square one. So a kind of a little bit of advice when I'm passing to the gentleman who has his stuff over there is please move it back the other way, which he tends to do, and then the next day it's the same situation. We're asking him the same stuff again. I didn't have any breakfast this morning. I was dealing with a dead hamster situation. So I had a bounty at about 11 o'clock.